you would turn in your Bibles with me over to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 8, starting in verse 26. Amen. And they arrived at the country of the Gadareans, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to the land, there met him out of the city a certain man, which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. Now, if you don't mind, make your way over to the book of Mark. We're still going to be in the same. Mark chapter 5 and verses 4 through 5. And it reads, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. The grass withers and the flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever. I'm going to speak from a subject matter today. He heard my cry. I don't know if you've ever needed God to hear you. Sometimes you just have to cry out. Amen. He heard my cry. This journey, as you know, this is Jesus and his disciples. What you may not know is that they had just come off the Sea of Galilee. They had encountered a severe storm. And this is where Jesus was asleep in the back of the boat. And his disciples, some who were experienced fishermen, used to being out in the water, they all feared for their lives. And this is where Jesus showed him that he had the ability, the power through his own words to quieten the storm. He said, he rebuked the wind and he said to the waves, peace be still. And they had just come from the other side as they reached the Gadareans here. And when they came to this location, a man who came out to meet him. And we read a few scriptures here. We're going to read a little bit more later. But I just want to give you a profile of this man. This man was stated to have devils, as in plural. And it was declared that he had these devils a long time in this condition. The Bible states that he wore no clothes. He didn't have a home to go to, but his home was in the tombs. Often bound with fetters and chains. It's really just handcuffs with chains connected to it. It's recorded that he broke the chains and fetters into pieces. And it says no man could tame him, or no man could restrain him. And it says that he was in the tombs day and night, crying in his condition that he was in. And not only that, it says that he was cutting himself with stones. Cutting is, it means to cut. It also means to bruise or to beat. And this man, in this condition a long time, I can imagine what this man's body looked like over time, having cut himself over and over. As he cried out among the tombs, walking among dead folk. I want to pick up in Mark in chapter 5, and I want to read a little bit more. But we have a picture of what this man's life had been like for a long time. Mark chapter 5, continuing in verse 6. And it says this. It says, but when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him and cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered and he said, Legion. My name is Legion, for we are many. Amen. And from here in verse 9 to verse 13, this is what I want you to know. That this man, Legion, whom ran out to Jesus and cried unto him and called him specifically, thou Son of the Most High God. But this man asked him to take the spirit from him and to put it into the swine. In these verses from verse 9, we see that there's a great herd of swine feeding. And the devil asked Jesus to send them into the swine because they wanted to be in something. A spirit wants to be in a body. So they begged Jesus, put the spirits into the swine. So these unclean spirits went into the swine, and the herd violently ran down the hill, and it was about 2,000 that ran from the hill into the Sea of Galilee, and that's where they choked and died. And as we pick up in Mark and 5 and 14 through 15, this is what I want you to see. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see, the people in the city they're talking about, they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came and they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And the Bible says at the end of that verse, they were afraid. Legion, the one who walked among dead folk, condition has now totally changed. Clothed and in his right mind. Clothed, yes, but his scars, his bruises, still very much visible. And they saw it, they said, and they feared. Philippians 4 and 7 says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This is the second time now Jesus showed his disciples that while they were on the boat, Jesus could say the word, peace, be still, and the winds and the wave would obey his voice. Now he comes to this man and he gives this man peace in his mind. This man had been crying out continually in the tomb. Sometimes you just have to cry out. And I can't say he was crying out for Jesus, but Jesus heard his cry. Why? Because he showed up. And as soon as he showed up, the man ran out to him. The spirits within him recognized who he was. They recognized his position in heaven, the Son of the Most High God. Legion clothed in his right mind. I want you to know God hears the cry of his people. I want you to know personally, he heard my cry. I'm serious, he heard my cry. There was a time in my life where I was crying on my bathroom floor, about to walk away from this gospel. And he heard me and he gave me peace in my mind and he picked me up off of that bathroom floor and I never looked back. It's personal to me. Sometimes you gotta cry out, even if he doesn't even hear the sound of your voice. I'm looking at my son because he was born 2 pounds, 3 ounces. I could see him. They had him on the table. And I could see that he was crying. But I could not hear his voice. But he's right there. God heard it. God can hear the cries of his people. When we look at this text and we see what's going on, you would expect that there would be a celebration of what God had done through his son. After a long time, him being in this condition, walking among dead folk, you would think the people who had tried to bind him, because they knew he could not be tamed, the ones that put the shackles on him, that he broke into pieces, these people who have certainly know who he is, you would think they would celebrate. Jesus only went to his people to save them from their sins. This was a tribe, Manasseh. It was called East Manasseh because it was separated between the Sea of Galilee and the River Jordan. Manasseh was on one side. East Manasseh was where they went. So they were on the east side of the lake of the Sea of Galilee. And this is where this story takes an unexpected turn. As we begin to examine this a little bit more, in chapter 5, in verse 16 through 18, I want you to listen carefully to what it says. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. Next verse. And when he was coming to the ship, they're talking about Jesus returning to his ship, that he had been possessed with the devil, prayed him that he might be with him. Legion wanted to go with him because he freed him, clothed and in his right mind, and he had peace because of the Savior who came on shore. Why? Because God can hear the cry. Even though he may not have been crying for him, he went there and went through a storm just to get to him. And after working this miracle, they're begging him and praying that Jesus leave. Something wrong here. These are his people that he came to save from their sin. There's something very wrong in this text here, that the one that could free Legion, walking among dead folk, those people in the city, when they heard about the swine and when they heard about what he did, they did not mention that he was the Son of the Most High God. And he gets on shore, works a great miracle, and 2,000 demons in him went into the swine and they went into the ocean. Something's very wrong. Let me look at this a little better. Sometimes, being on the east side, you had 3 tribes, one in the north, one in the central, and one down by the Dead Sea. The other tribes were on the other side. But East Manasseh was the one that was distant more than anyone else. They had the sea separating them. And because they were on that side, we see the herdsmen that were tending to the swine. These were not just herdsmen, these were Jewish people. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 14 and 8, it says that it is unclean to you, talking about the swine, and ye shall not eat of their flesh nor touch it. The herdsmen told the people in the city, and they come out to see what had been done. I think they cared more about the dinner that ran down the hill into the water. Because when you're on the east side sometime, and I ain't talking about anybody who lives on the east side, but I lived in Compton. I know what it's like to live in a bad area where stuff is going on all the time, where you can do just about anything you want to do. These people were in that land. And because their separation from most of the other tribes, they were left to their own devices. So why are Jewish people tending to a herd of swine? And even more so, who's worse off? Was Legion worse off or the dead folk in the city? They had the Savior there to save them. He was crying out. They were crying out for him to leave. There's something wrong with that picture. Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. And the one person that could change their condition and their minds, they are asking to leave. Do you not think if they had have recognized their condition, that they would not ask Jesus and Jesus would also save them? They didn't cry out. It's something very wrong when you're one of God's supposedly people, but you can't respond to the one when he comes to your location. You'd rather cry that he leave than to cry, Lord, save me. Their response indicates the state that they were in. Their state was unclean. For what purpose of the men of the city had these swine tending to them? And the only thing they seemed to be concerned about is what ran into the sea. They noticed what happened to him, but they feared what happened to him. Sometimes you can be so bad off that you can't even see what you look like yourself. Standing before the Son of the Most High God, and all they have to do is cry out to him. But yet, they cried for him to leave. And Legion, standing there, now in his right mind, wants to follow Jesus. And he says, no, no, no. You cannot follow me. Why? Because Legion, in his right mind, with all of his scars, would be a perfect witness to the ones in that city that he left behind. A reminder of what God can do. A reminder of how he can bring peace to someone who hasn't seen peace in a long time. Why? Because he cried out. We can't be afraid to cry out to God. When we cry out to him, he's sure to show up. I want to tell you, he went through everything that he went through to get there, storm and all, just for one person. Think he would not do that for you? And all you have to do is cry out unto him. If you cry out to him, he will answer your cry. A long journey through a storm, proving that he will go after the one that's lost. The one that probably couldn't even cry out on his own, had 2,000 devils within him, and he could not really speak for himself. But I can tell you this, we have a loving Savior that will hear your cry, no matter where you are in your life. I tell you that, and I know that to be so. I want you to know that we're not going to be the kind of people like these people in the city, when God does something for us in here, we're going to glorify God for what he does. That way Jesus will remain here and do many works here in this place. Jesus is looking for someone. He brought you a long way. And you have been in a condition to where you have cried out to him for a long time. I want you to know that he has heard your cry. And he led you to this place that you would know that he's heard your voice call unto him. I want you to know the mind regulator is here. The life changer is here. The way maker is here. The peace giver is here. The problem solver is here. The savior of the world is here. And all he's looking for is for one to cry out unto him. I'm going to pray, and if this is for you, I ask that you would just step out into the aisle. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. We have seen how you can bring peace to a situation that seemingly had no peace for a long time. And Lord, as one may cry out to you today and may make their way to the altar today, I ask in the name of Jesus that you will assure them that when they get to this altar, that they would not be standing alone. Scars and all, whatever they have encountered in the world that have left them marred like this man Legion, Lord, we know that you're able to fix it. Let someone's life be a testimony of how you can bring peace and rescue them from their own troubles. In the name of Jesus. Now I ask you one last thing, oh God, that you give these your people the peace that surpasses all understanding in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen. And I want you to know today, you may not be at a point in your life where you're crying out to him today, but there will come a time. And I want you to know, no matter where you are in your life, if you lift up your voice, he'll hear you. And he will answer. And he will come through just for you. He crossed a sea, a violent storm, to get the one. He can certainly get to his people here today.